in falling towns, looking to trade some time for some way to get around. Oh, fast in my paper crown, as the howl of the wind that blows it all to hell. I am the king of the ancient town. I am the rain of the young.
Special alert. Special alert, Jim, for anyone in the DMV. We have a Rocking the Suburbs live event coming up. Special alert.
So DMV does not mean drivers.
No.
What is it? Motor vehicles. Division of Motor Vehicles. Right. That's it.
Sorry.
It means what? It means D.C., Maryland, Virginia.
Right.
So if you're in that area of the Mid-Atlantic, mm-hmm. you want to clear your calendar right now, mm-hmm. the evening of Wednesday, September 12th, and you want to head over to Vienna, Virginia, go to Jam and Java.
Yep.
Right. Pay your money down.
Street. Yep.
See folk singer Matt Holubowski. And then after he's done playing, we're going to go up on stage and we're going to interview Matt.
It's going to be so cool.
He's going to do a few more little songs.
Yeah.
Some solo acoustic stuff. So it'll be a little bit different. And then we'll take some audience questions. We'll record this whole thing for future podcast episodes, right?
We're going to grill him right there in the spotlight. It'll be a tough interview. You know, notoriously tough interviewers we are.
Yes.
And I think it's going to be a really cool opportunity for fans of Matt and anybody who likes really cool indie singer-songwriter stuff to get a really unique experience.
So Matt has his first album coming out in the U.S.
In the U.S., yep.
Called Solitudes, mm-hmm. and that should be out by the time you hear this. You know, I just think anybody, too, wants to be a part of the podcast experience.
Absolutely.
A little peek behind the curtain.
Yeah.
Maybe get your voice on the show.
Yeah.
Any of that.
Audience
Come on,
questions.
Have a good night. You get music. You get... you know, to hang with us.
Yeah.
You get to buy us drinks. You know, what more
what
you
a
know,
bonus.
Could you ask, right?
Yeah. It's and it's a cool venue, actually, if you've never been there. Jam and Java is really cool. They got food and they got a really great sounding room where they do the main shows. So, will I be required to speak any French?
You better brush up,
all right? I better start brushing up.
I can't make any promises how Matt's going to want this thing to go down. So, I better
be ready.
Better get ready for that.
Ciao.
Exactly. All right. So, that's Wednesday, September 12th, Jam and Java. Vienna, Virginia.
Mark it down.
All right, let's do our podcast, you know, this episode.
Yeah. Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Patrick, did you ever have a nom de plume?
As a matter of fact, I did, Jim.
What was it?
Wait. That stands for soup of the day, right?
No. This is the second of our new music.
It is. We usually do them back to back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
August new music.
Mm-hmm.
This is the sequel.
That's right. Flipped over the record.
Yeah. Side two.
Yes. Side two. Or other side. But this side or other side.
But just as valuable. Just as valuable.
Always.
But this is not a B-side. This is a side two of an album.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we're talking new music that we discovered in August, now that it is September.
That's
and
right.
Yesterday I had a couple picks. I
liked them both.
Poppy stuff. And Patrick, what do you have queued up?
Well, remember yesterday, Jim, when you started off with Dot Dash?
Dot
the
Dash.
DC band?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to start off with someone else who also has a, you know, kind of a long lineage in DC punk and indie rock music. And also, remember your second record, you were like, this is a nom de plume?
Yes.
This is also a nom de plume for Ian Svavonius. You know him? He was in a few bands you might have heard of, Nation of Ulysses, The Makeup, Chain and the Gang, Weird War, all these sort of idiosyncratic DC acts. The Nation of Ulysses, probably, and The Makeup being the two most well-known, each put out about 3 records on Discord.
Okay.
Something like that.
Okay.
And Ian Svavonius always did this, you know, sort of stylized punk rock thing where he always had like manifestos and he always made the band up to be like, an underground gang or some sort of shadow organization.
Yeah.
You know, he was really into that kind of stuff. He's also with Chain and the Gang, did a lot of like really interesting gospel soul kind of stuff. It was really cool. But he's got a project now called Escapism, And they're all the way up to, I think this might be their third album. I'm not sure. But it is going to be out, I'm pretty sure, on the Merge label coming up here on September something. And they've got two songs out. Released is September 7th, 2018. And they've got two songs out right now. One called I'm a Lover at Close Range and another called Nothing Personal.
Okay.
Ian plays all the stuff on here. Drum machine, electric guitar, keyboards, singing. Basically a one-man band, and there's a few people that contribute here and there, including someone called Inspector Soda Pop, which is a very Ian kind of a thing. But why don't we hear a little bit of Nothing Personal and see what we think.
It's nothing personal. Yeah, it's nothing personal. Had nothing to do with you. It's nothing personal. Yeah, it's nothing personal. You gotta believe me, it's true. You just happen to be there, that's all. Somebody had to take the fall.
So you heard some, yeah, some suicide, obviously, in
well,
there.
Okay, so
yeah.
Stop right there. Okay. I was just going to say that. Yesterday when we played Dot Dash, I don't know if you noticed in the song, they name checked Alan Vega.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
Yeah.
No.
But in like a pop song,
that's
right?
Really strange.
And
yeah.
So now I'm listening to this going like, well, this is Alan Vega.
Right. Isn't that a bit? That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, how many years later is that band still influencing so many people?
Isn't that funny?
It's really interesting. Yeah. Yeah. And then you've got some typical, you know, sort of Ian stuff. And a lot of his stuff is like that, but I really like it. I think the guy's super creative. He's never stopped creating new projects and creating songs.
Mm-hmm.
Always been like head down 100% making records and doing something. So I think it's really inspiring that he just constantly creates and puts stuff out. So I always like to give his stuff a listen when it comes out. Ian Sabonius. He was once named Sassiest Boy in America a long time ago, I think, by Sassy Magazine. And he's probably still pretty sassy.
Have you listened to other songs from this?
Yeah. Actually, I've listened to the other song on this new release and definitely listen to some of their older stuff. Now, I'll tell you, there's something on Spotify called Introduction to Escapism, and I believe that's their first album. So you can go back and get that.
All right.
Yeah, so there's that, Escapism.
Love it.
That's really a thing now. People are going to escape rooms and all that.
Yeah, they are.
The other one I think I want to play, to me and probably, you know, a bunch of people, this seems like a really big deal because it's like three really interesting, I don't know what we call this new wave of incredible female indie songwriters, singers, artists, you know, it's awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah. It's an amazing time to be listening to music and I'm so, so happy about it. So you got Lucy Dacus, Phoebe Bridgers, and Julian Baker, they all got together and they're releasing an EP called Boy Genius, or the band's going to be called Boy Genius. It's going to come out November 9th on Matador, and they're going to be on tour this fall. And they've also, what have they released? I think it's going to be a 6-song EP, Jim, something like that. And they've put out two or three songs already.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's right. I think 3 songs so far.
Yeah, 3 songs. Yeah. And so let's just fire up the one that's kind of getting the most noticed.
We had a great day, even though we forgot to eat, and you had a bad dream, and we got no sleep. I had a fever until I met you. Now you make me cool, but sometimes I still do something embarrassing. Said I'd be alright, just thought I could hold myself together.
Great when they all sing together, isn't it?
Yes, love it. That song is called Me and My Dog.
Me and My Dog, and that is Phoebe Bridgers, I do believe, taking the sort of the lead on that one. And you can hear echoes of her style a little bit in that song. You know, she's a little more acoustic, I think, probably than Lucy Dacus and Julian Baker, but still, I like it a lot. And anytime those three artists come together, I think we got to sort of bow down and say, this is amazing.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think I was surprised a little bit at first. I was like, what? How is this happening?
I know.
Because they're such young artists, like, you know, just really sort of in the beginnings of their own careers, you know? And so yet to already be like, hey, we're like forming a super group.
I know. Isn't that incredible?
It's great.
It's really wonderful. Amazing. Yeah. I think it's great. I think Echo Park Jimmy's going to like that. I really do. Yeah. I think it's going to be right up his alley.
It sounds a little bit like Haim.
That's what I was gonna say.
yep. I heard it really does
in that when they all start singing in unison. Yeah. Yep.
Yes, exactly.
I think he's gonna be all right, over
good.
It.
Report back. I'm sure you will.
Oh yeah.
All right, great stuff.
Cool. Yeah, there's August.
Okay, so I have a very moody, sort of similar cover that we're gonna play out with here in just a second. A new cover of an old song.
Now, I will, Jim, really quick before we jump into that, I will say another album that came out in August is, we've already introduced our listeners to it, thanks to the amazing Nick Scalera, because he turned us on to the Beths, and the Beths album is coming out, or came out in August, so people should definitely check that out if you missed that episode. Nick was around when the Coops were here and played us Future Me Hates Me, I think, but the whole album is really wonderful.
It's really wonderful.
It's really good.
If you like good like guitar pop music, it's so good. I think when Nick introduced us to that, like, it was only within like a couple of days where I was already like texting you and intern Sam like, this album is so great. And then we've gotten really great feedback from listeners.
Many people on social
about that band
have
that
mentioned
album.
It. Yeah.
So check that out too, the Beths.
They're coming around in October, so it'll be cool to see them here in DC. I think that'd definitely be worth checking out.
Okay, so we welcome recommendations from listeners, too.
Always.
New music, August, what have you. Call 612-440-1984. Or email rock@suburbspod.com. Or find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at suburbspod. Of course, listen pretty frequently.
Every day.
And rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts.
We could really use that.
That would help us out.
That would be sweet.
So this cover that I want to close out with, the song, very well known. I'm not even going to introduce the song. I'm just going to surprise everybody with that. But I'm going to set up the artist who's doing the cover, similar to what we just heard with Boy Genius. This is another female indie artist in sort of the same kind of stage in life and career and getting a lot of similar acclaim. Her real name is Sophie Allison.
Okay.
She goes by the name, as a recording artist, She goes by the name Soccer Mommy.
Oh, Soccer Mommy. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like her.
So similar kind of stuff. Very cool. Would you
yeah.
say?
Absolutely. All right. Right in there. Yeah.
All right. Well, here's the cover song. Like I said, I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I'm sure you're going to recognize it pretty quickly. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we got something else we'll talk with you about tomorrow.
Yeah.
Present.